This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
11,
100
word stories.
Hello, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and usually you'll hear me read a 100 word story, or one of the gang of writers here will read one of theirs, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. This is where I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 21st Weekly Challenge, which means we're legal! Most people who participate in the weekly challenge read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file. But there's a few folks out there who talk too much to their cats, and they talk baby talk. And who's a pretty kitty? Oh, you're such a pretty kitty. And so they're incapable of speaking aloud in adult tones and reading things out, anything more challenging than a three-year-old. So we have a sex-perverted crazed slave midget in the basement, ready to read their stories for them. Now, the topic this week was selected by Kolek from the Collective, and he chose time travel as the theme. I guess this was a really good topic because, wow, did I read this right? 17 people sent in their stories. That's a new record. Well, thanks to everyone who rose to the challenge here. Now, which story comes first? It's the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and it's Planet Z. Oh no. Well, Caroline from Quadra Island almost beat out Z, but Z managed to squeak by, so let's hear what he's got for us this week, shall we?
Cher's on the stage, singing that Turn Back Time song. Sure enough, poof, she vanishes and finds herself back in 1964. Cher's back with Sonny Bono, and he's proposing to her. Hell no, she shouts, thinking she's doing so well without him in the future, right? She sings the song, turns ahead time, poof, back in the present. A total unknown nobody. Sonny made her what she is today, you see. So, she sings that song one more time. Poof! It's 1964, and she marries him. She doesn't stop the skiing accident, though. Didn't she look stunning at the funeral?
You sick bastard. Okay, well, once we present the winner, we then move on to the rookies. But there weren't any this week, once again. You know, hey, if y'all are listening and you want to participate in this and you're afraid, don't be afraid. Believe me, you can't do any worse than Planet Z. Trust me. So, let's see. We've got the winner out of the way. We have no rookies. Let's move on to the old-timers and veterans. Now, a lot of them came back this week after I begged, and I pleaded for them to come back. And thanks to everyone who took up the challenge again. So, let's present them in the order that I received them. And first up to bat is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Black Tie Martini Club Playhouse Productions is proud to present 100 Word Tales of the Weird. The sign said time travel tours, so I went inside and bought a ticket. The lady asked me to have a seat in the waiting room. As I waited, I wondered what I would see. A private concert with Mozart in Vienna? Henry VIII fining his lords for pissing on the floor? The Kennedy assassination? Woodstock? The woman came back and said unctuously, "We have taken you a half hour into your future. We hope you like it." Her scam was airtight, she thought. "I don't like it one bit," I said. "Refund my money or take me." be back.
That was Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast with an odd tale of the weird. Now we move on to Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Ever tried lemons and lollipops? It's actually pretty good. Well, here we go. Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week is time travel. Marvin had worshipped the girl who lived around the corner forever. One day, Natalie finally, reluctantly, accepted a dinner invitation. In the restaurant, Natalie tried some small talk. "So, what do you do for a living?" Marvin quickly tried to think of something more impressive than reality. I'm involved with a time travel project. At that exact time, Joe, Marvin's younger brother, also a waiter at the restaurant, walked by and broke into a fit of laughter. Time travel. Good one, bro. Natalie looked perplexed. Marvin was forced to admit the truth. He drove a forklift at the Timex watch factory.
Thank you, Lisa, for your lemons, your lollipops, and your lovely stories. Next up to bat is Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium, of the band Growing Old Disgracefully, of the Dodging Reality podcast, and what else? Oh, he's here every now and then, too. Let's go with Andrew Ian Dodge and hear what he has for us this week.
Time travel is a concept that humans were beginning to contemplate. It is possibly when we're willing to make the proper sacrifices. Alas, the price to pay was very high. If they were willing, it's pretty easy. The right spell and the proper victim. Many over the millennia have managed the impressive endeavor, but none would probably recommend it to anyone. You see, when you use the Necronomicon to time travel, it's a one-way trip. To the time when Cthulhu was lord of all. So have a go. But trust me, it won't be a good trip.
That was Andrew Ian Dodge from all those sites I mentioned before. By the way, he's using the new GarageBand for that, so let him know how that worked out. Okay, we move on to Liana. What does Liana have for us this week? I hope it's good. You know, it's always pretty good. I like Liana's stuff here. Here we go. First time I've heard it. All right. And play.
Hi there. I'm Liana. This is my 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 21, the topic being time travel. First, I was confused. Scruffy walked past and through the doggy door with a Viking hat on. He then buried it behind a bush. Later, he showed up wearing a Roman breastplate and another time chainmail. It was downright unnerving. When he came back wearing a battered German helmet, I avoided him at all costs. Then I witnessed it. He bit the tip of his tail and spun till he disappeared. Terrified, I quickly got out the mallet and waited for Scruffy's return. I know Henry will be upset when he gets home. He really loves that dog.
And now we know why I have cats. Next up is Caroline from Quadra Island, who nearly beat Z last week, and let's hope that with this one, she knocks him into the dirt, because we don't want Z going again first anytime soon. Here's Caroline from Quadra Island.
Hi, this is Carrie from Quadra, and this is what I've come up with for this week's 100-word story. Lex's trip. "Mummy," said Lexi, rubbing her eyes as she sat up in bed, "I dreamed I was on a time travel with Spock in his space machine." "Hmm," murmured Mum. "Yes, he had those pointy ears. He took me to see all the stars in space." Really? Said Mum. Lexi talked on and on about her dream, mostly to Dad, as Mum had a busy day. At bath time, Mum screamed out, Peter! Get here right now! Just before Mum fainted, Dad caught her. He quickly took off Lexi's imitation ears and burned them. I know, it's bad.
It's not bad. It's good. It's good, you hear? Next up is T.A. Marquette of the Footnote podcast. What have you got for us today, T.A.?
Hello, my people. This is weekly challenge number 21 at the 100-word stories, which you can find at podcastingisfullofcrap.com. I humbly offer up this tale to the Magus of Menticity, the Bard of Brevity. It's called The Moving Finger. Four calls to the secretarial pool produced a quartet of 18-year-old women now standing at the departure gate. Each held a black envelope. Dr. Simon motioned them to break the seals. Play, read Anne. Convertible, read Evelyn. Kuwait, said Aaliyah. Wall, sighed Sophie. Dr. Simon bid them Godspeed as the temporal attendant checked their names off the manifest. Kennedy, Lincoln, Clinton, Hussein. Sophie took a double dose of time sickness pills. With a single word, she would place President Chelsea Clinton at the Wailing Wall. This was going to be a ground zero headache. Time travel was a bitch.
Time travel, that's sure a bitch. Well, let's move on to B, who's returned to us after many moons, and unfortunately B isn't quite ready to record stories, which means, that's right, it's time once again for The Midget. Okay, Midget, here you go. B wrote this one. I want you to read it with feeling and with your pants on. Okay, here we go. The Midget reading B's story on time travel.
The grand opening of Second Chances had been eagerly awaited. The appointment books already filled for the next 6 months. The owner didn't want to schedule too far in advance. In this business, emergency bookings were given. The fee? $5,000 for 10 minutes. And not a soul on earth would argue that it wasn't a bargain. Her 10 minutes chosen long ago, Fran arrived for her 2 o'clock appointment. She declined the offered cocktail and insisted that her partner use a condom. Fran emerged from Second Chances, childless and cancer-free. She'd finally achieved the life she'd always wanted.
Thank you for coming back, Bee. And as always, we enjoy hearing from you. Although it really is the Midget's voice. Well, one person that never relies on the Midget is our regular friend here, Ellison. What has he got that's time travel-y? Let's find out.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Today's 100-word story is Rebel Without a Causality. The biggest risk of time travel, George told his project managers, is that it may create causal singularities. Explain, they said. You travel into the past. Now, you can't go back and shoot your grandfather, because then you would never be born to travel into the past. The classic paradox. Okay, they said. But you might inadvertently change something, even something trivial, that could trigger big displacements in the world line, and we would never know it. No problem, they said. George's time probe materialized in the late Devonian, squashing a trilobite.
Sugar,
they said, engulfing their dinner. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Ellison can be found at ellison1.blogspot.com, otherwise known as Blog to Ellison. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have a little snack of fried trilobites. Tasty chitinist. Let's move on to another person who's come back to us after a long, long time. It's Ryle from Elms in the Yard. Ryle, please, tell me a story.
Time, You Old Gypsy Man, by Rachel Jasko. For Lauren Simon's 100-word story project at podcast.isfullofcrap.com. It's a hard life, all this traveling. And there are different people in our caravan all the time. One group arrives, another leaves, and through it all we always keep moving. We never stop, not even for the night. I don't even think we own any tents. People ask us to stop all the time. They beg us to stay, some with tears, others with music and poetry. And some of the places we've seen have been very beautiful indeed. But we have no choice but to keep moving. In the caravan of time, there is no time. Or sleep.
Thank you for coming back, Ryle, and we look forward to more stories from you. Now, Chris of Gradual Dazzle would like to dazzle us with her story. Unfortunately, microphones and all that, they can be kind of confusing. So once again, for your entertainment pleasure, The Perverted Midget!
The best idea anyone ever had, Sam thought, bringing the easy button into her SAT. Now I can extend the time limit if I need to. She couldn't resist pushing the red plastic disc just once. That was easy, it chirped. The glares from the others in the room went unheeded. Sam placed the easy button gingerly beside her blank exam paper, opened her booklet, and began. After a few minutes, she stretched her arms, inadvertently bumping the button. That was easy, it chirped. She blinked in the bright, heavenly light. Oh, crap, she thought. Stupid thing must have gotten stuck.
If only I had an easy button for this thing. Next up is... let's see. Carry the two. And it's KDP. Previously on this podcast as K Payne, but this time around, they're going by KDP. Sort of like Kentucky Fried Chicken. What would that be? Kentucky Dipped Podcasters? Anyway, KDP has their story for you.
The intern got us stuck in a time loop again, and it takes more time to reset the target date than we have in the loop. So, here we are in this stupid machine, passing time until the morning shift shows up and breaks us out, and me without my deck of cards. Not that you can play much solitaire in 28 seconds. Note to self, rewrite the interface to... The intern got us stuck in a time loop again, and it takes more time to reset the target date than we have in the loop. So, here we...
That was KDP, back after a long respite. And speaking of back after a long respite, it's Gavriel of Abagav. Anyway.
Time Travel, 100-word Story by Abagav. Lawrence's story deadline loomed. My promised 100-word opus still unfinished, I dozed off at the computer. Waking later, I discovered my story's window gone and trudged off to bed dejected, obsessing over unfulfilled promises. 47 years of guilt-driven research later, eureka! I hastily recorded these words to disk, gutted my toaster, added batteries, and activated my time machine. Suddenly standing behind my younger, dozing self, I closed his abandoned story, inserted my CD, and emailed this file. Now home again, that old story contest's results beckon. I hope 47 years' labor was enough to at least finish second.
And yet another long-lost storyteller coming back to us. It's P.J. Heckman from The Adventures of Rico Loco and all sorts of stuff. Here's P.J.'s story for you.
Hi, it's P.J. again with my entry for this week's 100-word story challenge at podcastingisfullofcrap.com. The topic is time travel. It was most unlikely that you would ever find Paula contemplating the theory of relativity. She had met a handsome physics professor who invited her to take a ride in his newly constructed time machine. He explained the workings of his great invention, and not being a deep thinker, she eagerly accepted the invitation. Would she prefer to travel forward or backwards? He asked with an evil grin. Forward, please, she replied, and stepped into a looming metal box with double sliding doors. After a few moments, she realized her mistake, and following a well-placed slap, exited the elevator.
Going up or going down? Thank you, PJ. Okay, we're almost to the end here. We're over 20 minutes, but you gotta keep on going. Here's Houston Keyes with his story.
Hi, this is Houston Keyes, and here is a 100-word story for the weekly challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's subject was time travel. That made for some interesting subject matter. So anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy the story. It was a long, painful life Al was living. He longed to return to the glory days of his youth. As a high school football star, he wowed the cheerleaders at Polk High with his 4 touchdowns in one game. Al devised a plan to return to the days of his youth and glory one more time. Teeming with shady Iranians, he created a time travel machine, not thinking about the effect going back as a 50-year-old would have on the cheerleaders. They watched an old pervert getting his butt kicked by his younger self for groping his girlfriend. So anyway, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you next week. If you need me, just ask Lawrence. I'm on the other side of the monitor.
Thank you, Houston Keyes. We've got more. And this one is from Tommy of Striving for Average. Welcome back, Tommy, and it's glad to have you writing stories again. What have you got for us this week?
This is Tommy from CagReport.com on this week's 100-word story, Time Travel. He sat in front of the machine and checked everything was ready. Then he double-checked the numbers, making sure they were accurate. He was always paranoid he'd forget some minor thing and everything would be ruined, but this time it was perfect. Stretching, he took a deep breath and closed his eyes because he could not do this with them open. He sat up in a panic as the shrill whistle of the alarm rang out. Reactively, he slammed the button, hoping he wasn't too late. Another 8 hours already gone. Time to get up. Damn, I hate mornings.
Okay. It was Tommy from CAG Report, not Striving for Average. Okay, well, the links will be up there on the site. And, wow, Will from Smart Bomb Radio? Cool. Will's back. Let's see what Will's got for us today.
Calcium by Will Ross. The unfortunate side effect of time travel is breastfeeding. You sign up for test piloting, you take certain risks as occupational hazards. Explosions, crashes, some egghead puts the decimal point in the wrong place and bam, they're sending you home in an Altoids box. But looking at my own mother's rack wasn't part of the deal and frankly I'd rather starve. What the Einsteins didn't figure out when they made their little machine was that it only takes you back in your own timeline. So here I am in a goddamn diaper. Somebody better come get me soon.
All right, that was Will from Smart Bomb Radio. The last story is Justin of Justin's Random Thoughts. What have you got for us today, Justin?
It's 2021, and the Weekly Challenge podcast now runs 3 hours long. In the boardroom for a major accounting firm, they're discussing what to do about this pest that's killing productivity in their offices.
We could block the server so people can't access it from here.
Are you nuts? They'd revolt.
How about we fire people who are caught listening to it at work?
We'd lose everybody.
We could ask Time Traveler Steve to prevent the challenge from ever starting.
I'll ask him in a couple hours. He's listening to it right now.
Luckily for us, he didn't accept the mission.
There you have it. 18 stories about time travel. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories to be a part of the weekly challenge and setting a brand new record for this podcast. Hey, can we reach 20? So which one was the best? Well, head over to the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 22nd weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 23rd. You know, there's more to do at the archive site than just vote. You can check out the show notes, find links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text from the stories that people sent me. That way you can see what they said if they kind of mumbled or whatever. Oh, there's also the archives of 100 word stories there, over 800 to choose from. Podcatcher subscription options. You can rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. And then there's the book. 100 word. Well, it's up there. The link is there. It's up through Cafe Press, and the link is to on the archive site. Now, we'll be back with more 100 word stories tomorrow. And then next Saturday, it's the next weekly challenge. You know, I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. But until then, thank you for listening. And as always, what are those three magic words? That's right. Keep it brief. Once the time engine was charged, I went back to the subway platform under the towers and looked for my parents. They were trapped in the rubble, broken gas lines breathing fire all around, but I worked feverishly to free them. Too much concrete, too much metal. Looking at my bloody hands, I realized I should have brought gloves. The fire was coming closer, and they told me to leave them. I held their hands for as long as I could, and I left them photos of their grandchildren before heading back to the engine. We do this every year.